From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
We bid you welcome to this Let the Bible Speak service. We trust that our time together will be owned of the Lord. We're going to bow together in prayer and seek the face of God and ask His blessing upon our time together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we still our hearts in the presence of God today. We draw near to the throne of heavenly grace through our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you today for the man of thy right hand, the representative that we have in glory, the one who ever lives to make intercession for his people. As we meet here, we know that we have the smile of heaven upon us, As we come together in the all-precious name of the Savior, we know that He is in the center of a gathering like this. But we have the guarantee that where two or three are gathered together in His presence, He's there in the midst. We thank You for the Savior. We thank You for the Shepherd of whom we have been singing. And we're glad to be able to say by way of personal testimony, I have a Shepherd, one I love so well. We pray that Christ, the Savior and the Shepherd of His people, will draw graciously near to us today and bless us in the word of the Lord as we come to it shortly. Remember the Reverend McClung as he opens up Your word, as he proclaims it to us. We pray for the blessing of God to be upon the preaching, that Thou wilt anoint him with fresh oil, that Thou wilt give him the Holy Spirit of God. And as he speaks, may he speak like the prophets of old, thus saith the Lord. Hear this our prayer, we ask in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. Going to read together the Word of God as we find it in the Old Testament Scriptures in the book of Proverbs and the chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, commencing to read from the opening verse and reading together the opening 10 verses of the chapter. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. May the Lord be pleased to bless his word to every heart. We're going to join together in the singing of another hymn. My helper God, I bless his name, whose love forever is the same.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here this evening and to have the opportunity of ministering the Word of God. We're going to look at some verses out of that portion of Scripture that was read in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And those verses say, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Words that are appropriate for the commencement of a new year, and we can take these words and look to the Lord to bless them to us even as we launch out onto a new year. Solomon, in another book that was penned by him, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 9, informs us that he set in order many proverbs. And then if we go back to 1 Kings chapter 4, you learn something about the number of proverbs that Solomon did indeed set in order. And it says there that in verse 32 of 1 Kings chapter 4, that there were 3,000 proverbs that Solomon set in order. Now, we don't have all 3,000 proverbs in the Scriptures. They weren't evidently all inspired. The ones that were inspired, we have in the Word of God. And we certainly have a portion here before us at this present time that we can consider and look and even take the Word of the Lord with us into this particular year. Something interesting as well to notice with regards to the Proverbs of Solomon. There are some Proverbs that are for Solomon, and then there are Proverbs that are by Solomon. And you ought to consider that and notice it as you make your way through the book of Proverbs, reading this portion of Scripture. Mark out the Proverbs that are for Solomon and then the ones that are by him. And this portion of Scripture that we are considering here this evening is evidently a portion for Solomon. Because you'll see there from the opening verse of the chapter, "My son, forget not my law." He's receiving instruction. He might even be passing it on as well to another generation. And how important that is also, that one generation receives wisdom and then passes it on to the rising generation as well. And that seems to be what Solomon is doing. There's wisdom that he has received and truth that he has been taught, possibly by his own father, by others as well, in the land of Israel. And now he's going to pass it on to others for their benefit. And you and I are among those recipients of that wisdom that he is imparting to us and passing on, divine wisdom, for these ultimately are the words of the Lord. And we want to take these two verses, verse 5 and verse 6, and consider them for a little while as we look at the Word of God in this place. I want you first of all to consider here a problem that is to be avoided. And you'll see there in verse 5, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Lean not unto thine own understanding. There's the problem. And it's something that we all battle with, every individual. It's human nature to lean on our own understanding. There's something in us that thinks that we have an inner confidence and an inner ability, and we don't need help from anyone. We don't need help from the Lord. We don't need direction from him at times. And we end up leaning on our own understanding. And yet, here is the counsel that is given to us, that we are not to lean on our own understanding. You'll notice there how those words are particularly formed, because it doesn't forbid us to use our understanding. That's not what the Word of God is saying here, because that wouldn't be in keeping with Scripture, because as we know, the Lord has created us as rational creatures. He has created us with that faculty of understanding, and he would have us to use that faculty of understanding. We have got a Bible that we can read, and we are to understand and seek to apply to our lives. So we certainly are to use the faculty of understanding. But what the Lord says here in his Word, we are not to lean on our own understanding. And that's something altogether different, that we have that tendency to lean on our own understanding. Well, what does it mean to lean? Well, it means to rely upon. In fact, this word appears in that way in a number of other places in the Scripture. It talks about Israel at times in their history, how they went out relying upon themselves. And when they went out to battle against some of the other nations, they leaned upon themselves as to how they were going to conduct the battle and conduct the war instead of relying upon the Lord. And they set the Lord aside and they didn't seek his help and they didn't seek his direction. And that was fatal, because when they did that, they lost the battles. And you and I will lose many a battle in this world, spiritually speaking, if we rely upon ourselves, if we lean on our own understanding. And as we face a new year and launch out into that new year, we will lose many a battle spiritually if we lean on our own understanding. So we certainly have to be those who take on board what is said in this particular place. A little further on, over in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 23 of Proverbs, verse 4, it says, "Cease from thine own wisdom." Cease from thine own wisdom. And sometimes we have to get to that place where we cease, we stop entirely. And we turn away from our own wisdom and our own thoughts and our own reasoning out some things, because we will never reason out those things properly and fully and completely ourselves. And if we are only leaning on our own wisdom, we'll come to wrong conclusions and we'll make wrong decisions. And we'll end up going down a path in life that will only bring us trouble in the end. And therefore, we ought to be those who cease from our own wisdom and we look for another. We look to another for wisdom, because Jeremiah reminds us of this truth in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." So Jeremiah knew that. He says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And may we indeed come to that same knowledge. May the Lord teach us from his word. Here's the purpose of this being in the scriptures and this exhortation that is given to us here, that we are to avoid leaning on our own understanding, because it's not in us to direct our own steps. We can't choose the way to go. We will not choose the right way, even though that is the inclination that is within our hearts. We are not to go our own way and do our own thing. And may the Lord indeed enable us to take on board that counsel that is given to us here. Lean not unto thine own understanding. The second thing I want you to consider here is that there is a presence of mind that is encouraged. And that presence of mind is twofold. If you look at both of those verses again, verses 5 and 6, it says, "First of all, trust in the Lord with all thine heart." That's the first exhortation that there is here. "And then, in all thy ways, acknowledge him." So as I say, there's two aspects to this. First of all, there's to be this trust that we are to have in the Lord with all our heart. Our confidence is to be in the Lord entirely, while not leaning upon our own selves and going along as we think it's the wise course of action to do. No, that's something we're to turn away from. That's something we're to cease from altogether. Well, what are we to do then? We're to trust in the Lord. That's what we are to do. Our confidence is to be in the Lord. And as we face a new year and launch out into that new year, we're to have a confidence in God. Confidence in his word and in his purpose and in his truth. We are to lean entirely upon that, as we know that our hope and confidence is to be in him alone for salvation. And if we begin this year out of Christ without a Savior, well then the exhortation is to come to him and trust in him alone and in none other. It's not faith and something else, it's faith alone in Christ alone that we have to have. And we have to come and exercise that trust in the Lord with our heart if we are to know him as Savior. But then as we are a child of God and journey through this world from day to day and into a new year, we're to trust in the Lord also. We are to live by faith. Not only are we saved by faith, but then we have to live by faith. And we live trusting the Lord with all our heart. That is how we have to live from day to day. And you'll notice there in that verse 5 that it is an entire confidence that is encouraged. It's with all our heart. With all our heart. That's exactly the same way as we are to love him. That summary of the moral law, the first part of the moral law, is summarized in those words that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul and with all our mind and with all our strength. Well, as we love him, so we are to trust him. So we are to depend upon him. We are to trust him. We are to have a confidence in him, a confidence that he will not fail us, a confidence that all that he will do will be for our good. someone has taken those letters of faith and given us that acrostic, forsaking all, I trust him. And may we indeed forsake hope and confidence in everything else, certainly in the matter of salvation, and also in living and facing this world. As we live by day, we are to trust in the Lord. But then if you look at verse 6, it tells us not only how entire this is to be, but also how extensive it is to be. It says there, in all our ways, we are to acknowledge him. In all our ways, we are to acknowledge him. Not just in some ways, not just in some aspects of our lives, in the little matters maybe, and we'll let the Lord have his way there, but the big decisions, well, we'll hold on to those for ourselves, and we'll make up our own mind, and we'll decide for ourselves what it is that we want to do and how we're going to go through life and what course we'll take. It is to be entire. All our ways. All our ways. We have to acknowledge the Lord in every part of our life. We have to give the Lord the key to every door of the room. If we think about our lives and our own hearts as like a house and with many rooms and maybe a door that is locked here and there, well, the Lord has to have the key to every door. Every part of our lives we have to give up to him. He has to rule and have complete sway. We are to acknowledge him in all our ways. And surely in acknowledging him, we're going to give him that rule and that sway over our lives. That word acknowledge has the idea of knowing or perceiving or even discerning something. So we have to discern the Lord's will for our lives. We have to discern the way we are to go. How can we do that unless we know something of the way? And how do we find direction? Well, it brings us back to the Word of God every time. It's going to bring us back to the Word of God. It's in this book that we're going to discern his mind. And therefore, we need to read and occupy our mind and our understanding here as we read and as we find out, well, what is it that the Lord would have me to do? We'll discover his will in this book. It will teach us. So in acknowledging him, we're certainly going to know something and perceive something and discern something. It's not going to be the wisdom of the world. It's not going to be our own wisdom, as we've already noticed here in that counsel to lean not on our own understanding. Well, where do we get wisdom then from? We need wisdom from above. We need wisdom from out of ourselves. And thankfully, with the Word of God to lead us and to direct us, we have that wisdom that is out of ourselves and that is from above. And we can come to this book and let this book instruct us and teach us the way to go. And may we be those who take instruction from the Word of God. God's will is not going to contradict his Word. We can never put our experience above the Word of God. That's something that's absolutely fundamental to learn and to remember. Our experience is subject to the Word of God. And at no time can we ever put our experience, what we feel to be right, above God's Word and think that somehow God's going to set aside his Word just to accommodate what we want to do and our experience at any time. God's Word always reigns supreme. And his Word will teach us and his Word will instruct us. So not only is there a problem to be avoided and a mindset encouraged, there's a promise that is here as well that we can hold on to as a new year has dawned. He shall direct thy paths, is what we find there at the end of verse 6. He shall direct thy paths. That's emphatic. There's no doubt about this. It's not something that is open to question. That's why we can have confidence in the Lord. There's something that is emphatic here. This truth stands. It is true. Oh, true beyond any contradiction that the Lord is able to direct our paths. If we are those who yield to him and to acknowledge him and who trust him, we will discover the Lord indeed will direct our paths. He's willing to do so. He's glad to do so. For those who are his own to yield to him and give our lives over into his hands, day by day and let him direct our ways, he most certainly will do that. He has directed the ways of his people in times past. In olden times, Israel were guided by the Urim and the Thummim that we read of in Scripture. For example, we read of David inquiring of the Lord whether he should go up and deliver Keilah and pursue against the Amalekites. And on that occasion, the Lord directed him and told him what he was to do. And the Lord directs today as well. We are to have that confidence. God directs, and he will direct our paths. There's that prayer that you find over in Psalm 27 and verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path. That would be a good prayer to pray at the beginning of a year. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. That would be a good prayer to pray for every one of us, that the Lord would teach us his way and that he would lead us in a plain path, in an obvious path, that we would know the way, that we would see it clearly, that we would have understanding to know this is indeed the way the Lord would have us to go. This is emphatic. The Lord will indeed direct our paths. He does so today by his Spirit. He does so through his providential dealings in our lives as well. And you can think of examples in Scripture of individuals who were led by the Lord. Take Joseph, for example, when the Lord showed him by those dreams what was going to happen and then how those circumstances worked out in his life and how the Lord overruled and took him down into the land of Egypt and overruled in all of those things providentially and brought him to that place where he was virtually the prime minister of Egypt. I wonder, will we let the Lord have his way? Will we acknowledge him and know his leading? I trust that we would. May the Lord challenge us even through his word as we have considered it. And may we say, I let the Lord have his way in my life and direct me. Let's bow together in prayer just as we close. Our Father, we pray that we would take these words to heart. And Lord, we pray thou would write them upon our heart. And we would even pray that prayer, teach us thy way. And may this year, Lord, we know what it is to be led and guided and directed by thee. For we offer our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.